I was excited, you know, just thinking back, you know, especially having the experience to go to Hawaii, you know, and stuff with my family, you know, just to be able to experience that with, well, some close people to me, you know, I mean, it was real special. But, I mean, other than that, man, you know, just training and things like that, you know, but it's definitely good to be back in the locker room around your teammates, and you already see the camaraderie and stuff like that building. So, I mean, it's an exciting time.
You've had a couple months since the Pro Bowl to sort of reflect. What do you think you took away from that experience?
I think it was just really good to be around, I mean, the best football players in the world. I mean, so, I mean, being able to take a lot of knowledge from guys and other receivers, like, you know what I'm saying, just being around Julio Jones and A.J. Green and DeAndre Hopkins and, you know, guys like that, you know, that you just kind of see play, but you don't actually know them, you know. So being able to learn and to know those guys and their work ethics and different things that they, like, do to bring, you know, to bring their special talents to the table. And I think it was exciting, you know, to really get that insight on those guys.
Blake talked about his second year in the offense, how much better it is. How is it for you, and how has it changed your focus the next couple months?
You know, I'm excited. You know, I think we have a lot to grow from, you know. I mean, as far as I think we built a real solid foundation last year. And I think it's exciting, you know, just to see the direction that we can go in. You know, I mean, just like with everybody being this being their second year in the offense, you know, I think it can be a special year for us.
From Michael Irvin?
I've kind of grown pretty close to Mike, you know, so just trying to take a real lot of knowledge from him, you know, as far as on the field things, you know, preparation wise, you know, just his competitive aspects of it, you know. But I think, you know, the biggest thing I took away, you know, is not just being great, you know. It doesn't just happen, you know. I mean, it's a process to it, mentally, physically, and it's something that you can't turn on and off, you know, whether on a practice field, off the field, on the field. You know, it's a certain way that you got to go about things to be the best player that you can be.
Are you ready, and not just you, but you think Allen and Blake are ready for the expectations that are going to be placed on this offense after what you guys did last year?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I wouldn't say ready. I think we're prepared and still in the process of preparing for that, you know. But, I mean, that's what you live for, you know. I mean, you live for – you know, the lights, the expectations, you know, that's what you play this game for.
What would you like to do better or clean up from your game?
You know, for me, you know, I think the big thing, looking back last year, was just my efficiency, you know, for my, even though I got a lot of deep balls, you know, for my catch-to-target ratio. You know, I think that's something that I want to come and get to be a little bit more efficient. You know, when you look at guys like Antonio Brown and the top guys in the game, you know, they have a pretty efficient rate, you know, when you see them having big games, you know, with 16 catches on 18 targets and things like that, you know. So, I mean, whenever you can do that, you know, you're just consistent and you're just helping the team out more.
You didn't have a drops problem by any means last year, but is that just the
I think getting open? Yeah, I think it's a process, you know, as far as running better routes, you know, getting open, you know, still trying to, you know, I mean, going in the course of the season, you know, with the mindset of having no drops, you know. It's a real combination of things.
Prince Amukamara and Deshaun Gibson both coming in here. You're going to have a little bit newer opponents in the offseason. How do you think that'll help your game?
I think it'll help us a lot. You know, I mean, we already have, in my opinion, one of the stronger secondaries, you know. So, I mean, just adding that depth and practice and things like that, you know, it's iron on iron. So, you know, I think it's just us, you know, going against each other, you know, competing against each other better. You know, I think that's where it all starts.
Hearn's coming here with a chip on his shoulder after not being drafted. You get that sense from him that he felt like he wanted to prove something?
I mean, Hearns is just that guy who, you know, he wants to be the best no matter what. You know, whether he was drafted the first overall pick, I don't think that you will see a different demeanor in him. You know, he's not – and I think that's something when you look at our young offense in general, you know, we're not a satisfied group. You know, I mean, we had a decent year last year, you know, but I don't think we're satisfied by any means, you know. So from myself, from Hearns to Marquise to Blake, you know, to TJ, anybody, you know, I don't think that – it matters at the end of the day where none of us was brought in or what we have done. You know, this is a new year, and we want to go out and accomplish new things.
Where do you think TJ's confidence level is?
I mean, I would assume high. I mean, I think he had a pretty good year, you know. Catching out the backfield and running-wise, I think he had a solid year. So, I mean, I don't know per se, but, I mean, I would assume it'd be pretty confident.
What would a healthy Marquise mean for this offense?
Oh, a lot. You know, I think with us having everybody healthy, you know, I think it's going to mean a lot. You know, by having Marquise healthy, you know, throughout the whole year, you know, by having JT healthy throughout the whole year, you know, I think he's going to bring a different aspect to to us as well. You know, I don't think people really, you know, really know how good Julius Thomas is, you know. But, I mean, for me watching him every day in practice and things like that, you know, I mean, I can honestly say I think he's probably the best tight end in the game, route running-wise and catching-wise. You know, there's not too many things that tight ends can do like him.
As you guys get together now and kind of start this process, is there a feeling that close isn't enough anymore? I mean, is that an overriding thing for you guys?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, I just think, you know, with how we are in our offensive room, you know, speaking, I think we all know that we have the talent, you know, to go out there and be a top offense. You know, we got to just go out there and get it done. You know, that means doing a little bit more than we did last year, you know, on the field and preparation-wise. You know, so that's going out there preparing a little bit better, you know, so we're better on third downs, you know, just being more efficient and more consistently. You know, I think that was one of the things last year, we just weren't as consistent as we wanted to be in a week in, week out basis. Like some weeks we were real good on third down, some weeks we weren't. Some weeks we were real good in the red zone, some weeks we weren't. So I think, you know, with us just finding that elite play, you know, but more consistently.
What do you think? Would you be okay with your numbers being maybe not quite as good this year, maybe not going to the Pro Bowl if it translates to the team?
Oh, for sure, for sure. Anytime. I mean, I think at the end of the day, you know, it's not about, you know, my success, you know, or anything like that. You know, I mean, if we're competing and playing in January, that's, I mean, I don't care if I have 50 catches. You know, at the end of the day, that's the ultimate goal for us, you know, to come out here, have a top offense, you know, and win games, you know, because I think at the end of the day, you know, number-wise, if we go, which our ultimate goal is to have a top offense, you know, to play as best as we can play, numbers-wise, I mean, it's inevitable. If you have the top offense, you know, you have top numbers, you know, throughout that. So, I mean, that's not a concern of mine by any means.
Why do you think you guys struggled in the red zone at times?
You know, it's kind of hard to say. I think for us, you know, it's just now getting a feel for where we can play at, you know, and then, you know, again, by us having our second year in this offense, you know, knowing things a little bit better, you know, and that goes, you know, from us to everybody, you know. So just being able to feel more comfortable with things, you know, moving around a little bit more. I mean, last year was our first year, so we may not have been able to positionally move around too much, you know. So I think it was a good number of factors.